it's a difficult job. It's interesting thinking administratively. It's, you know, it's not so much street work anymore, but constantly thinking about things from a department and city level.
But you've been with the department for so long and also as acting chief now for, what, a couple months already?
Yeah, I've been acting chief off and on since before Christmas. And yeah, I've been with the department over 16 years, so I do have a grasp of how we think in Petersburg and what the community is looking for.
And if I remember right, you've probably filled in for the chief at other times too, right?
Or, yes, I have. So, okay.
Do you have any plans? I mean, looking now, you're the boss. I mean, what kind of things are you looking for in the future?
One of the things that Chief Stone was really big on was community-oriented policing, and I kind of like to even take it to the next level if that's possible. I really feel very strongly that I'd like to make sure that the community is part of the police department and that they feel that they have a say in the way things work here.
Doing what kind of things?
Just how we run things. So many things are the flavor of the community. One of the things we're trying to do is we're trying to start a bike patrol in the summer months. And again, things that the community would like to have, because it gives us an opportunity in the summer months to have the officers seen more and yet, you know, get a chance to interact more with the public. And so we're looking forward to doing things like that. I'm hoping to have more community involvement as we do hirings and promotions and just generally probably start trying to interact more with the community looking for their opinions on stuff, because I do want to know what the community thinks.
And you've got some staffing issues too, to get some people filled or positions filled?
Yes. Obviously, we're filling Chief Stone's position by backfilling my position, and we've got applications we're taking now for that, and we're expecting a COPS grant that should be coming in the next month or two, and so we'll be having an extra position there that we'll be hiring from. And so we'll have those staffing issues that we need to fill.
Okay. And would you like to get them filled as soon as possible? Or?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're shorthanded now. Today I have officers working 12-hour shifts because we just don't have the bodies to fill all the slots. Anytime somebody's gone on vacation, we need it. Currently, Officer Jared Popp, he's gone at the Eskimo Olympics. And, you know, we wish him well, but with him gone, we need people to replace him during his work shifts. So, yeah, we're very anxious to get people in to fill the positions that we're short.
It's kind of a busy time of year, too, for the police department, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This is the time of year everybody that's coming in fishing, and this year's kind of slow, so a lot of times people have downtime, and sometimes when you're bored and not making the money you want, people get unhappy and then get mischievous. And so,
can you talk about that a little bit, citations? Have you seen a lot of citations?
Well, the citations we're doing, that's, I think, a factor of our new patrol cars. The cars are lower to the ground, and I think people just aren't seeing them as well as the big SUVs we've been driving. And so the officers are writing a great number more citations, particularly speeding citations, where people just aren't, I think, said the people were good at recognizing the SUVs a long way away and were stepping on the brakes, and they're not seeing that now. And so, we are riding quite a bit more. The in-car cameras are making it even a little more difficult to make the argument, because the cameras not only will show the violation, but they show the speed of the vehicle. The radar speed is part integral with the video. So you can see, in fact, it's not only the person's speed, but the patrol car speed. It's all digitally recorded.